Remember, the devil has not forged a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Get a load of it.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to start that city at number 4, I think it is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I wish you could see the smile that's on my face. Every time, you know, my brother point over here and tell me that, hey, you know, it's your time. Well, I feel something that come upon me, you know, and it's the joy of the Lord. And the Bible said the joy of the Lord is our strength. But that joy comes from being in the presence of the Lord. For in his presence is fullness of joy. So that just lets me know, you know, that to know that, boy, God is with me. Boy, Jesus just gave me an assignment. He said, go into all the world and make disciples. That's learners, students, of all men, teaching them what I taught you. Boy, he taught me all about the kingdom. And then he said this, and lo, I'll be with you. I'll be with you until the end of the age. That's why I say every time I come in this studio, man, and get on this microphone, boy, and I can... I don't even know how to say it. I know he with me. That's the best I can come up with. I know he with me because I can sense him. I can feel him. All of that. And that's for a purpose, you know, to fulfill that assignment. But go into all the world and make disciples of all men. Again, a disciple is a learner, a student. And teach them everything that I taught you. And lo, check this out. And brother, I'll be with you. That's the Lord speaking, man. Not only to me, but to all of us who he has gifted, man, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, man, to administer his word. Whatever it is he's given you to teach, man, go. Go. And if you go, I promise you, boy, he'll be with you till the end of the age. Even when it seems like it ain't no, he not there. Even when it's rough, even when the times are up or down or whatever. Whatever given situation you might be in as you go, you'll be made whole. Just like those 10 lepers, you know, Jesus told them, go show yourself to the priest. You don't go show yourself to the priest unless you're already healed. And the Bible saying, as they went, In other words, we might have not perfected this thing yet, but as we continue to go, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, as we continue on the journey, you know, listen, and we need to know this, that is, that the excellency of the power is not of us. Boy, that's the Lord. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Lord fulfilling his purpose and his destiny. What? To go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. Whatever he taught you, go. Don't let no devil, no demon, no circumstance, no situation, no symptom, no body, no people, nothing. Or stop you, man, from going. Let me tell you something, boy. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, but he's steady progressing. He's steady going. I heard a message about 25 years ago, boy, and it launched me. And, boy, that sister, man, came and shared with us, boy, a message, man, and she named it, boy, there's a going on in God. Don't never be complacent with where you are. Boy, there's a going on in him. There's a going on, brothers and sisters, until we reach the fullness of the stature of Christ. A stature is a fixed, predictable image of something. Until we be a fixed, predictable, exact image of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the exact like image and expression of the Father God, the Most High God. For one purpose. Hello. That's that God would, through his family of sons, us, his children, would extend his governing rule from the unseen realm of heaven where he lived at, where his throne is, down here to this earth. Bishop, if you turn it down just a little bit. Again, his original idea was to extend his governing rule, his governing authority, his kingdom of heaven, to extend it to earth. That's why he created the earth. To extend his governing rule on this earth. Watch this. And his plan was to do it was through his family of sons he called man. Mankind. Male and female body. To colonize earth with heaven through us, through his children. Hello, I guess that's why he say, hey, man, go. Go do that, man. Go and pack, man, your circle of influence, boy, with the presence of the Lord, with the word of God, with the character and nature of God that you display, that you are able to display at this point in your relationship with the Lord. Go display that. Even if it's just a little. Because it's little by little, line upon line, precept upon precept. We all processing. We all becoming who we already are. I'm talking about mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Can't nothing stop you. Can't nothing stop you, boy, from going forth and fulfilling your God-given purpose and destiny, man. When, boy, you cease from your works and enter into, boy, his work. For unless the Lord build the house, our labor is in vain. So you need to know once again, boy, the joy of the Lord. And that comes from being in his presence. And, baby, he say, if you go, first he said, come, all you who are heavy laden, come. Come unto me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. I'll give you rest. And then after you come, boy, and yoke up with him, what you mean come, Arthur? Come under the ministry of God's word and be edified and built up and strengthened. And then as you receive it, freely give it. I'm not talking about just apostles and prophets and bishop and the fivefold ministry, you know. But all of those of you who are sitting in the pews, it's God's purpose for you to go and get the word on the inside of you, pass your intellect, pass your soul, all the way down into your spirit. With what purpose? so that you can go to. Go where? Go to your home. Go to your family. Go to your children. Go to your neighbor. Go to your friends. Go to your community. You don't have to be no minister. Go do what, Arthur? Go, man, and teach them what God teach you. And like I said, and he say, "Lo, I'll be with you all the way to the end of the age." That's why I said, boy, when I come into this studio and get on this microphone, boy, I know what Jesus meant when he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to go, boy, and preach this gospel. What? Everything that he told me. Do what other? Preach the gospel. To who? To the poor. I'm not talking about financially poor. I'm talking about those who are poor in spirit. Poor in truth, man. You know, poor spiritually. To open blind eyes. Those who are blinded to the truths of God's word and God's will and God's plan for all our lives. Go and stop deaf ears. The Bible says if this gospel is hid, it's because the God of this world system, the devil, have blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts to seeing they don't see and hearing they don't hear. What is anointing for, boy? Is to preach the good news to the poor. Open their blind eyes, their spiritual blind eyes. How are they with illumination, with information, with knowledge, with the word of God? Unstop their deaf ears. What do you mean, man? Bind up them enemies and devils, man. How you unstop under the anointing, man? And as the word of God go forth, boy, it'll unstop deaf ears. It'll penetrate, man, deaf ears. That's the word of God. I ain't talking about your word and your message and our ministry and everything. I'm talking about the ministry of God. God is with us. Boy, he ain't just with us to be with us. He with us, boy. He who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he gonna finish it. He gonna finish it. And when it's all said and done, boy, it's going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. And you and I and all mankind going to be ruling and reigning in the image and likeness of the Most High God, man, ruling and reigning on the earth forever and ever and ever and ever. Not as Christians, but as ambassadors of Christ. Kings, that's rulers. And priests, that's spiritual representatives. And I'm talking about like the Catholic priest. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about men, priests of God. Priests of the Most High God. What? Spiritual representatives of the Most High God. That's the purpose for all our churches. That's the purpose for you going and assembling yourself tomorrow, man, you know, and you're going to go to your prospective church and everything else, man. If you're not careful, you'll get preoccupied with the means and miss, man, the end. And you get caught up in the preliminaries, man, and miss the main event. He said, "I give you apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers." For what? For the edifying of the body of Christ. For the perfecting of the saints. That's you. That's all those sitting in the pew. For what? For the work of your ministry. So that you can go. So that God can be with you whithersoever you go. So that he will never leave you and never forsake you either. So that it might be that same anointing that's on the inside of the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists and the pastors and teachers, that you come to the knowledge of that same anointing, glory to God, on the inside of you. Hallelujah. That you can preach. All preach means is just to publicly declare a message, to advertise. I'm not talking about the traditional way where we know where all right. That's all good and everything else, but man, that ain't preaching. That preach just simply means every time you see a commercial, man, they preaching. What they're doing, they're publicly declaring a message. For what purpose? To the community. For what? So that, man, the people or the consumer out there, man, might get their product. Let's all preach men publicly.